Okay. It's November 24th, 2022. I'm just distracted. November 24th, 2022. That's correct. 22, 24 hours. That's a lot of 22s and 24s. It's 22, 24 hours, November 24th, 2022. This is Ward Green, and this is a quick update. I didn't plan this numbers thing. It just happened this way, but I just realized what my problem was with VirtualBox. Apparently, though, I haven't tried it yet on the other system, the new system, but I think it's going to work, but I don't know what problem I was having. I don't even know why I think it's going to work in the new copy of Monterey, but in this version of Monterey, it works now anyway with my on my MacBook Pro internal hard drive. It's working, but the only way I got it to work was I accidentally deleted. When you have VirtualBox, okay, let me show you here. It's running, actually. I've got two of these running, you can see. And they're running off different hard drives. But now I want to get it to run off of a much faster drive because I think it might run a lot faster. I don't know yet, but it won't run slower anyway. But I don't think it's the drive that really slows it down, but it might make a difference. So I want to try that, and that's my next project I'm going to hopefully report on. That plus trying to run it off the external drive, VirtualBox running off of Monterey on the external drive with Monterey running on the external drive. That's what I want to try. But all my problems are going away if I can solve this one. But I've already solved it because what was the problem? That's what I want to get to. But I wanted to show you something first. Settings. When you look here, advanced. Oh yeah, okay, it's just you can't read it. Maybe I can highlight this. No, it's grayed out, but it gives you the address. That's from one of my hard drives, and then the other one's from another hard drive. So, but discard changes. The mistake. I know what I wanted to show you. If I say remove, well, I can't show you that right now. But let's see what can I add and remove. Anyway, when you say remove here, it's a menu item. When you're not running, you can't remove it while it's running. But when it's not running, you can remove these virtual machines. But if you say delete all the files associated with it, then you lose your basic important files. And I didn't realize I was doing that. And that was what caused some of my problems. But not that wasn't the biggest cause, though. The biggest cause was the newest version of VirtualBox, 7.0.4, does not work. I had to go back, so I used, and this I want this to be a short update, but it's getting longer already. I used App Cleaner. Where is it? There it is, yeah. There it is, okay. I used App Cleaner. I just dragged my application. So you go into Applications, you drag your VirtualBox, this app here, drag it into there, right? And then you can't remove it protected because it's running. If it's running, it won't work. But you can drag it into here, and then you can click remove, and it will remove all the associated files as well, which it will show in here as well. Anyway, it's a great little app. But once you, because the uninstall program that came with it wasn't working, the new version of VirtualBox, the uninstall program that came with it doesn't work. I tried that first because that was recommended to me during some of my many researches on the subject. So I wanted to try uninstalling it using that app and then see if I could reinstall it. But that wasn't the problem. So it was the fact that the new version doesn't work as well as the old one for what I'm doing. The new one doesn't work at all. In fact, it keeps crashing every time I tried to start Windows XP. So this old version, 7.0.2, it's the one that works. This is not going to matter to most people, but to somebody, this will be, it will be significant to anyone, though, to realize that sometimes updating your app is not the best plan. You sometimes want to stick with what works. This is one example of those cases where I've got 7.0.2 beta 4 and that's working. 7.0.4 beta 4 does not work for what I'm doing. So I have to go back. So I deleted it, the old one, and then I reinstalled the old copy that I had already downloaded. And then I tried it and it worked with this one, which is the first one that worked was this one, and this is something that is it's running off of one of my particular drives, but it was running in a folder called VMs running, whereas the other one had been running in a folder called I know what it's called if I take a look at it. Where is it? If I find it, where is it? Oh yeah. Well, the other one was just called VirtualBox VMs. That was the other one that was. But now I've got something running from another copy of that VirtualBox VMs from which I did not delete the crucial files by saying remove and delete all. You know, when I was in VirtualBox, I said remove that virtual machine, and then I said and delete all the associated files, and that damaged my copy on one of my drives. So then, but I can run it off the other drive. That's what this one is. The second one here is running the VirtualBox VMs from that folder, whereas this one's running from the VMs running folder. So they're running from, they're different backup versions, but they both work. And they might have, you know, slightly different Windows installations in them or something. I'm not sure. I don't think they do. I think they have very identical. But they're not going to be exactly the same if they were made on different days or something, maybe. So this one, now I'm trying to run eSort. It's going to take 30 minutes to boot it, I think, on that one system there. Just like it did the first time I ever started it up. It took 35 minutes. So I think that's how long it's going to take to start up eSort. So I'm going to start this other one again on this other system as well. So I'm running eSort. I don't want to drag it onto this screen because it'll take a while. It's too slow. The screen goes black, and then, the graphics on the screen I'm showing you here over there, that screen there that you're looking at is my MacBook Pro display, the 16-inch, and it doesn't display things the same. Oh, look, it booted up quicker. This booted a lot quicker. Well, that's maybe because it's already booted on the other system. It all is interdependent sometimes, but it's booting, but I can't drag it over and show you because it will not display correctly because the display technology is different on the new laptop compared to my other older display architecture displays. Anyway, that's the story. It's working. I think it's going to be okay. At least it's going to work on my, it looks like it's going to work on my existing laptop internal drive. The next challenge is I've got to go back to my other drive, running Monterey on the external drive, and see if I can get that working. So my updates, are my uploads complete? Let's see. Verifying whether my uploads got completed successfully here. Oh, they did. Wait a minute. Yes, they did. They did. They did. Perfect. Okay. That's great. Good to know. So now I can go and the other advantage, I have a real advantage here of having two different installations that are exactly the same. I can just reboot on the other one and I could be interrupting my download or my upload, which I was doing there. I interrupted it to come to this internal drive and boot off of it. And that after I interrupted the upload was interrupted, but then I just had to click on the program and say resume, and it resumed the uploads. Now they're complete. I can go back to the other one, but I want to wait and see how these programs boot on this system first. That's about it for the update. I want to see how Windows XP works on this system, and then I'll go and I'll install the old version of Oracle VirtualBox, the old beta version, Once they get the newer versions going, I guess I should let them know that it doesn't work. Possibly. But I imagine they're going to sort it out on their future versions. Otherwise, I'll be running the beta version forever, but that's okay. I can run the beta version. It doesn't matter. But I might want it, the next time I get an error, send them a report or something, I guess. Just so that they have news that it doesn't work on the new beta version. The new beta version is going to have problems. So I think they'll probably iron it all out on the later versions, because somebody else will be running Windows XP. I'm sure they will. Lots of people will run that. The thing is whether you start getting involved with telling other people that they've made a mistake is a big thing. If you don't do that, it's better to not do that. It's better not to become the person who corrects everybody else. But let them make their own mistakes, and you make your own mistakes, and you carry on. You don't have to correct other people's mistakes. Look, it's booted. It's done. That was amazingly short. That was way faster than on the other system here. I don't know what's wrong with the other system. But this one runs. I want to add... Oh, is my copy done? Wait a minute. No, it's not done. I have to wait because I'm copying files. Because now that I realized I damaged my files, I want to create more backup copies as a precaution against losing valuable files. So it's the problem is they're slow hard drives. It's going to take another 14 minutes. So I'll have to get back to you later on how things are going with VirtualBox. Looks favorable, though. It looks like it can be done. So this is Ward Green. It's been a short 12-minute update. Thanks for watching. Bye for now. I love you.